Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone, landline, you know, radioactive highway, cups with a string on it, however you're listening to the show, I do appreciate it. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to today's show. And if you'd like to give your comments or give your opinion on today's show, just press that number one on your keypad, and that will let me know that you would like to be on the show. All right, 516-531-9483 is the number that you call. And again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. I see there are more people joining the show right now, and thank you guys for tuning in. I really do appreciate it, right? So thank you. And more people popping in. What's the deal? I came up with this show topic like in 2 minutes. Now I got everybody coming in on the show. But you know what? Welcome. I got that many more listening online, right? Hey, thanks, guys. Welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And of course, I also sponsor my own show. It's sponsored through my realty company, and And you can reach me at frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. You can go there. You can send me an email. You can call my office phone. Whatever you want to do, just let me know how I can help you. Okay? How I can help you. I'd like to help you guys sell your house, buy a house, if you know someone that's buying a house or selling a house, send them my way. I give great referral checks, so let's make some money together. That's frankwilliams.kwrealty.com. Like I told you guys, we need to share. We need to share with each other. We need to make money with each other. And, you know, man, who knows? A couple of years from now, let's say in 2023. That's not far away, you know. Say in 2023, we all retire. Say in 2023, we have enough money to retire. Never had to work again. Say in 2023, we may go on a big time vacation together. Say in 2023, you know, we're looking out over the Caribbean at a beautiful blue sky. Puffy white clouds, all that white sand, and then to top it off, you got that crystal clear water. You can see to the bottom for, you know, 9-10 feet deep. And man, do I want to party on that beach. I'm going to tell you, I want to party on that beach, y'all. And we can do it. We can do it together. We can make it happen. Make it happen for everybody. Let's just work it, right? That's all we have to do, guys. Is work it and work it together. Now, I'm going to throw something on you right now. Today's word of the day is quisling. Quisling is a noun, and it means one who commits treason, a traitor, or a collaborator. So you want to stay away from those. See, you want to stay away from those people, right? You want to stay away from the quisling people. This what this word means. This word, quisling, is a noun. Okay? Noun is a person, place, or thing. Now, one who commits treason, a traitor, a collaborator. They were calling Trump all that, right? They were calling Trump all that his last few days, right? Calling him all that. Now, he's almost like vanished in thin air. Foof. I know you're going to hear from him again. But because they banned him on Twitter and all this, he's been like, poof, gone. Gone. I hadn't heard from you. He hadn't called me. Okay? Trump, give me a call. Let me know what's happening. Yeah. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Hey, I'm kidding, folks. I'm having a good time. I don't want Trump calling me. I don't want him calling me. Who knows what'll be said? And I don't want no problems, right? Bring us to today's show. What problems are video games creating in our young and old society? And you say, Frank, why you say young and old? I say young and old because it's the young people and it's the old people. are older people. Okay? Older people. How do you continue to play video games? I get it. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, that's all they have going on, and that's the best thing smoking out here today. And they, but the problem is, is y'all don't have a woman. Y'all need to get y'all a woman. And then once you get a woman, I think that some of you guys, like the one of my wife's friends, one of her sorority sisters, she had to divorce her husband. And she divorced him because of the video games. That was it. They had a kid together. They had a beautiful little girl together. He was, I think he was maybe 7, maybe 8 years younger than her, right? Women mature faster than men, right? He was like 7 years, 8 years younger than her. This dude didn't have a job. He did have a job. His job was playing a guitar. He played a guitar in a little small band. That's how he made his money. And I'm going to tell you now, excuse me, they weren't doing these big gigs, right? Right. And they weren't doing gigs every other night. Okay? They were only doing small gigs on the weekend. But she was holding the family together with her job. But the problem was, is this dude would come home and you know Maybe he greet her or whatever. Hey, baby, give her a little kiss on the lips. Then he shoot in that room, and he'll be in that room for hours playing video games. You know, she invited me and my wife over one time. We went over to the house for dinner. I walked in the house. I could smell it. I was like, God, woo, girl, what you cooking? So we go to the kitchen, and she in there, she finishing up dinner, right? And we talking, laughing, having fun. Hey, what's so-and-so?
He back there in that room.
Back there in that room? Yeah, he back there in that room. He always on that video game. So I shoot back there to the room, right? I peek in on him.
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, what's up?
This is my first time meeting him now. This is my first time meeting him.
Hey, man, what's up? What's up? What's up?
He ended up playing NBA 2K or whatever it was, right? So I'm like, hey, man, what's happening? We came on by. Okay. So he's still there playing his video game. So he said, you play video games? Nah, bro, I don't play video games. I used to play video games, but I hadn't played a video game, bruh, 20 years. Say, for real? He said, you want to play with me? I'm like, not really, man. Not really. He like, oh, come on. So, okay. I'm gonna humor him. I sit down, I grab the controller. You know, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I grab the controller, I start playing around, and we play NBA 2K, right? He killing me. Got me like 90-5, something like that. You know, something stupid, right? Killing me. So I'm not that dude to go just gonna sit there and continue to take an ass with me. So I said, hey man, I'm I'm done with this. I'm gonna go back in here with the ladies. I get up and leave. He sit right there and continue to play video games. So I go in there with them. We sitting around. We, you know, we having a good time. So once dinner ready, she go back there to get him, tell him dinner ready. He want his plate brought to the room. So what? So he can sit there and play video games. It's a killer, man. It's a killer. But lo and behold, she called my wife and told him that she was getting a divorce. And now they're done. Divorce. And I think it's because of that video game. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. So another thing about the video games, it's killing our young people. It's turning our young people into hermits. Well, we were, you know, we have to kind of stay in now with the pandemic. But before that, man, this video game was off the chain. Now it's gone to new heights because these guys are at home all the time. Okay? If we could figure out a product that somebody can use at home and use it every day, or just about every day, man, we get rich. The houses that are sitting right now are houses that have offices in them. That houses that have an office, a home office in there, because people are working from home so much, they need that. So, you know, what I've been doing to set up someone's house is I set it up, and if they don't have an office, which most people have an office, they've designated a room, a bedroom or something, a den or something as their office in the home. Okay, I'm giving a real estate lesson now. But so they dedicate that room to the, you know, for their office. Right, and because now they have to sit at home and work, they're working out of that office. Quiet place. Y'all kids, be quiet. I'm at work. So anyway, I'm setting these houses up now. And if you don't have an office in your home right now, and you want to sell it, designate a room that you're not using or, you know, don't get used very much. Maybe that fourth bedroom or whatever that you can, or that second bedroom. Either way, the house going to sell with the office, okay? So then you set it up with that office in there, and that's the selling point. That's one of my selling points, the home office. That's one of my selling points. And it's a killer right now because of the pandemic and so many people working from home. But these, you know, these young people, they, you know, these guys running home every day from work to get on the video game, to play somebody in Korea or wherever, somebody around the world in a video game. Okay, and they dead serious about it. And while these guys are at work, they can't wait to take a break so that they can get on there and play their video games. They playing video games on their phones instead of talking to your girl. Come on, man, something wrong with that. These guys rather play on their video games, have videos, play video games, rather than have a relationship with a female. Now, there's some females out there that play these games too. They're the same way. They don't have a relationship with a male because of their addiction. I don't call it addiction. Addiction to the video game. So, you know, it's these video games are creating a more separated society, young and old, right? And, you know, I forgot what this thing is downtown, where all these people come in, they dress up and all this stuff, some like knights or something. I don't know what it's called. Dragon Balls or something. Dragon something. Okay. I don't know if it's Dragon Balls, but it's Dragon something, right? So, you know, if they had an event where all these guys can come and look at these video games and the new stuff that's coming out in there, gaming systems and all this stuff, and you know, come on, man. And that's all they talk about at work. That's all they talk about at work. The video games. It's a killer, man, tearing society down. And it's because of these young bucks and these older bucks who didn't have a relationship with a woman. That's just the way I'm going to put it. You don't have a relationship with a woman. Right? And so that's why you got all these single women out here. You got all these single women running around just burning up hot playing video games. What's the world coming to? When I was coming up, 25, 26 years old, something, man, I had no idea about a video game. Of course, they weren't the way they are now, but I had video games when I was back 25 years old. I had a couple of video games. Play them when it was the middle of the night or something crazy was going on, storming outside or something. I'd jump on my game and play it till the storm blew over. But after that, pew, I'm back out. The video game didn't control me. Y'all letting these video games control your life. You already got control of your life where at your work. They have control of 8 hours of your day every day. And really more than that if you count the commute. Right? This rich fellow told me one time, he said, Frank, how much would you sell me one day of your life for? I said, what? He said, how much would you sell me one day of your life for? You know, say I'm a 90-year-old billionaire, and I want to buy a day of your life because that's going to extend my life, right? I don't live to be 90 already. I don't know how much longer I'm going to live, but I want to buy some of y'all days. I want to buy some of y'all days so I can have a longer life. How much you going to sell me your day for, Frank? I said, man, come on. I ain't selling you no day. I started thinking about it. I'm like, man, no. I ain't selling you no day. You know? I might not have but a day left. I might not have but a day left. And you want my day? No, bro, it ain't going to work that way. He said, well, how much are you selling a day of your life right now to your employer, to your job? How much are you selling it for? How much are you making every day? Whatever you're making every day, that's what you're selling a day of your life for. I'm guilty of it too. But my thinking is to get away from that. My thinking is to own my own days every day. Wake up and be like, okay, what am I going to do today? Own my own days. Own your day. Own your day. Don't sell it. I know a lot of us have to. That should only be for a period of time. You got to start thinking, start figuring out something else to do to make money. Because that's the only reason, that's the only reason you're there. It ain't because you love these people you work with. It ain't because you, you know, you love the work you do. And Frank, I love my job. Well, do it for free. Let's see how long you stay at that job. Tell them don't pay you no more. You're going to come. I'm coming in every day, dog. I'm coming in every day. And I don't want you to pay me. I'm going to stay my 8 hours just like everybody else. And I don't want you to pay me. See how long that lasts. The only reason you're there is for the money. So, you know, don't give me this. I just can't take it from somebody to say, Frank, I don't have to. I don't have to work. I'm just working just to have something to do. You a damn lie. You working because you need some money. You working because you need money. If you had money, you wouldn't be working. If I had money, I wouldn't be working. I wouldn't be working for somebody else. I'd be working for myself, but not for somebody else. So, you know, don't throw that out there to me too much. You just come to work just have something to do. No. I was born in the morning, but not this morning. So let me close out the show by saying that we all need to start thinking of things, start working together, start figuring out how I can help you get paid, how you can help somebody else get paid, how we can help this family. Man, we can start helping so many people. So many people. I'm looking into right now putting together my foundation. And once I put together this foundation, I'm going to ask for donations, small donations. I'm going to take those donations and turn them into socks and give them away to all these homeless people in these communities. And I can't reach all the communities by myself. So if you donate to the foundation, then we'll give you socks to take to your community and give them out. If I have everybody going out there in their community giving out socks, man, I'm giving a lot. I'm giving away a lot of socks. And y'all helping me. So that's one of my dreams I have, you know, trying to pull that together, trying to make that happen. It's a big, you know, you got to do a lot to start a foundation. I ain't know how much it costs to start a foundation, but I'm gonna do it. I've been promising some people that I was gonna put this together, so I'm finally doing that. And so you guys look out for that. I'm gonna throw it out there in a little while. That's just one of my dreams, and I know y'all have dreams to do different things. So let's do it, man. Don't go down fulfilling your dream. Everybody don't get there. Everybody's not going to get to their dreams. But the journey, once you figure out your plan and the journey that you take trying to get there, man, that make it all worthwhile. And think about it. You'll be able to take care of your family, you know, and it's what? Money. You'll be able to do things, take your family places and go visit other family here and go visit other family there and do this and that. This after the pandemic now. But that's dreaming, guys. I know all of y'all, everybody, no one excluded, have dreams. All right? I know y'all do. So work it out. Write it down. Figure out what your dream is and write it down. You might have four or five of them, but write them down. Try to look at them all the time. That's what's going to give you the energy to continue to go to work, to continue to make money, to continue to take care of your family. Because, hey, that's you see your dream right there in front of you every day. I don't care what it is, car, boat, you know, a lifetime supply of bubble gum. I don't know what it is. Everybody's different. But go for it. Go for your dream. And let's see. I'm gonna close out the show now. But you guys join me tomorrow. I may try to get a show together in the next day or two about these stocks and maybe what you might want to buy, maybe what you want to look into, maybe get you guys to open up your own brokerage accounts and start studying like we're doing. So think about that, and I'm going to try to put something together over the next few days. That way you'll have something that you can look at, say, hey, I'm going to buy those and go for them. You know, you're not talking about Amazon or them big stocks, you know, cost thousands of dollars a share. But, you know, we're talking about something that's you can grab now and look to the future with them. And you know, hand that money down to your kids or whatever, you know. Let's make some plans. That's all I have to say. Hey, thanks, guys. Take care of yourselves. I'll catch you guys in about 23.5 hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. See you.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was easy undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But
what?
She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and...